Welcome to SEO Link Building with Julian Goldie, a podcast about getting your website to rank higher on Google so you can get more traffic, leads, and sales, all from SEO Link Building. Now, here's your host, Julian Goldie.
What's up, guys? So back in the day when I had a 9-to-5 office job, the marketing department knew that SEO was important. They knew that they should do something about it, but they never really acted on it. They never increased the website's value in terms of SEO. They never focused on SEO as a strategy for marketing. And because of that, they missed out on a lot of leads, customers, and sales. The best time to plant a tree was a year ago, and the second best time to plant it is right now. And that's exactly the same for SEO. So I'm going to teach you 5 reasons why you should improve your website's SEO. So the first thing that I would say with SEO is that this is a free way to get traffic, leads, and sales to your website. So unlike paying for Facebook ads or spending thousands of dollars on PPC, you can start getting free traffic to your website passively using search engine optimization. In fact, Google is one of the best sources for free traffic, and you don't have to pay anything to do that. You can just start creating content, start building links to your site, start creating a great keyword strategy. And if you do all of those steps yourself, then it's completely free. It's a source of traffic, and it can literally drive hundreds of thousands of visitors to your site. So SEO is one of the best ways to get free traffic, get free leads, get free sales, and make more money with your website. It doesn't cost you anything. And you know, you could say, right, well, I can do that with SEO, but I could do that with social media too. The problem with social media is that you don't own that asset, right? Whereas with a website, you own the URL, you own all the content that's on there. Also, with social media, for example, you know, if you've got a Facebook page or you've got an Instagram page, Instagram or Facebook could come along and take that page down at any point. Whereas with your website, you own that site. That belongs to you and you have complete control over it. So that's why SEO is such a powerful way to get traffic to your site, because you're building a system that drives leads, customers, and sales passively to your site, but you also have full control of that asset. Whereas you don't really have that with social media, for example. And that brings me on to benefit number 2, which is that SEO can be a much more powerful way to get traffic than PPC, for example, right? So if you're paying for ads, as soon as you stop paying, the traffic just gets shut down. You don't get any more traffic anymore. For example, Facebook's not gonna keep you sending you traffic if you're not paying for the ads anymore, right? So it's kind of like a tap, you switch on and off. Whereas with SEO, you can drive traffic to your site passively by simply ranking on Google's search engine. And it's as simple as that. With every piece of content that you produce, with every backlink that you build to your website, that's an asset for years to come. And you could still get traffic to that page in 1 year, in 2 years from SEO. Whereas as soon as you stop paying for ads, the traffic's gone, you don't get any more traffic, and that's it, game over. There's also a lot of problems with PPC, okay? So sure, it's a great way to get traffic, but at the same time, you could get your ads account blocked. It may not be profitable. You could spend a lot of money trying to figure it out and not get any results along the way. And basically, there's a lot of things that can go wrong with PPC, whereas with SEO, the benefit is you're getting free traffic and it's a system that's going to generate traffic for free for years to come. Now, benefit number 3 is that SEO is so damn scalable. Okay, you can get hundreds of thousands, if not millions of visitors to your site using SEO. I mean, if you think about everyone who uses Google right now, it's insane. You know, if people want to find out information, if they want to get product reviews, for example, or if they want to find out about services, then they simply Google it, right? So there's millions of people using Google as a search engine to find information. And that's an opportunity for you because you can tap in to literally an insane amount of people and customers that could go onto your site and buy something from you. So it's a massive opportunity for your site. And the cool thing is as well, that if you own a website, you own a business, right? And building a business is all about creating good systems, creating good scalable systems that don't require your time to manage it. And that's exactly the same with SEO. SEO is so scalable because you can easily hire a team. You can make them focus on all the tasks required to rank on Google. And then you can have that team manage themselves. So you could have, for example, a writer creating content on your site. You could have a link builder that builds backlinks to your site. And overall, outsourcing every single role of SEO is incredibly easy. It doesn't require your time as a business owner. So you can focus on growing your business and working on it, not in it, whilst your employees or the freelancers that you've hired are busy creating content, building backlinks, and focusing on optimizing your pages, which means that overall, SEO is a very scalable marketing strategy. It doesn't require much time. Now, benefit number four is that SEO is actually surprisingly easy, right? It's not rocket science to rank your website on Google. And even though there are 200 ranking factors, it's pretty much the same strategy, the same system every single time. So with SEO, you need to publish content, you need to optimize your on-page content, and you need to build backlinks to your site. That's the three main elements. And whatever site you work on, these three elements are repeated every single time. So it's like a process. I mean, I've helped literally hundreds of sites and hundreds of clients with my link building agency. So many of these clients have had awesome results, but every time we work with a client, it's usually the same strategy repeated. And it doesn't really vary that much because Google's looking for specific things. It's looking for authoritative backlinks to your website. It's looking for high quality content on your site. And it's trying to make sure that any traffic sends to your site gets the best user experience possible. So if you follow the same process over and over again with SEO, then you realize how easy it is. It's not rocket science. It can sound complicated. The SEO industry is full of jargon, but at the same time, it's incredibly easy. The only difficult part of SEO is actually executing the work. But like I said before, it's easy to hire someone to do that for you. It's easy to build a team around SEO and a system around it, and therefore actually executing the content. And therefore, SEO really isn't difficult at all. Now, the final benefit of doing SEO is that the majority of your competitors don't really understand it properly. If you look at 90% of content on the internet, it doesn't get any traffic. Most websites don't know how to rank their content. They don't know how to optimize it for Google's algorithm. So if you figure this out, or if you hire a team that knows how to do it, then all of a sudden, you've got a competitive advantage and you know exactly how to rank your site, whereas your competitors don't. So this is an opportunity for you, and that's a massive benefit with SEO. So what I would recommend is getting into SEO as soon as possible. Start improving the optimization on your site, and that may be in small steps. It may just be producing a blog a week. It may just be, you know, building a few backlinks here and there. But whatever it is, make sure that you start creating an SEO strategy as soon as possible. Because the other thing is, well, if you don't do SEO, then your competitors will. And because so many of your customers will be going to Google to check for relevant products or relevant services, if you're not ranking on there, then you're missing out on a lot of leads, traffic, and sales for your site. And that's a massive opportunity missed. So make sure that you have an SEO strategy in place. The other benefit of SEO is that if you can outrank your competitors, then you're literally stealing marketing. And the other benefit of SEO as well is that if you're outranking your competitors, then you're literally stealing market share from them. And that's a competitive advantage for you, because all of a sudden, you can channel into that market. You can build a monopoly on the traffic from Google, and therefore you can grow your business while your competitors struggle to grow theirs. So you can easily get ahead of them. And that's an opportunity because, you know, there's only one website that can rank number one on Google for any particular keyword. So if you want to be in that top space, and if you have a good SEO strategy in place, then all of a sudden you're taking market share from your competitors.
Thanks for listening to this episode of SEO Link Building with Julian Goldie. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss any future episodes. If you'd like to boost your SEO rankings, drive more traffic, and land more customers with link building, book a call with Julian today at juliangoldie.com.